Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. You are listening to Life After Corporate, Episode 3. Are you doing the right things at the wrong time and making fake progress? Hey there, my friends. Welcome back to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. This is Deb Boulanger here, and today we are asking the question, are you doing the right thing at the wrong time when it comes to making the leap to entrepreneurship? And I really can't make this stuff up. I just got off the phone. Actually, not on the phone. I just got off a Zoom call with two women who have a partnership. And I had spoken with them, I would say, well over a year ago or about a year ago. And we were talking about building out their business strategy. So they both have separate careers, and they want to make the leap and make more of an impact with their work in helping women over 50 transform their lives and discover themselves at this stage in life, create something new for themselves. And they've just launched a program, a year-long program. And they said, you know, Deb, everything you told us actually came true. So when we met, they had hired a branding company. And I said, I don't think that's what you need right now. And they were convinced that that's exactly what they needed. They needed to brand their company. They needed to get a logo. They needed to get a website. And meanwhile, they haven't been generating any revenue. And that was at least a year or 18 months ago. And in fact, one woman said that she frequently talks about me at home, and her husband said, why don't you call that Boulanger woman? So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about doing the right thing at the wrong time. And that's just one example of conversations I have on a fairly regular basis with women who are wanting to make the leap or have already made the leap from corporate leader or company leader. Depends. You can come from the medical industry, you can come from government, you can come from the corporate world. Wherever you're coming from, you're making a leap from having a traditional job where you're a leader and you're getting a steady paycheck to launching something from scratch and working for yourself. So each week, I meet new women who have recently made the leap, or they have a side hustle and they want to make it their full-time hustle, and they're looking to be a success. And so what do? So there's two things that they do. Either they focus on building out the website, getting a branding consultant, making a pretty logo, and what I call sharpening your pencils, getting all their ducks in a row to launch their business, but they really don't have a business. You don't have a business, you don't have a client, and you don't have a product. Then there's the other side of the fence where a new entrepreneur will get her legal entity in order or go get a certification. And usually these certifications are year-long programs. She may also decide that, or you might also decide this, you might be relating to this, I might be talking directly to you at this point, that you might be thinking about getting a marketing course under your belt. You know, maybe you want a funnel strategy, or you want to learn how to speak from the stage and make effective presentations and have enrollment conversations, be a good salesperson to get people enrolled in your courses or programs. And so you're taking course after course. And oh my God, every time you log on in your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed, there's someone with a video with a course that promises you how to make $1 million through your online course. And they're so sexy, right? They're so appealing. You want to learn how to do that stuff. But if you don't have a business, if you haven't identified a problem that you're solving, if you haven't found proof that people are willing to pay, if you don't have a client yet, then you're making fake progress. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, because I want to highlight this for you right now. I don't want you to come back to me in 12 or 18 months and say, oh my God, Deb, when you first said that to me about don't hire a branding consultant, don't worry about your logo, don't worry about your legal entity right away, whether you're an LLC or a S corporation or a C corporation or a B corporation. That's all good. You want to separate your personal finances from your business finances. You want to have your legal house in order, but it's not the first thing you do. I also had a conversation last night with a couple who has an amazing business helping other companies create podcasts to, and individuals, companies and individuals create podcasts to reach their audience. And they said they just fell into this. They fell into this because they got a large contract. Now, they had worked on this contract for a couple of years, but they don't have a legal entity yet. They don't have a website. They don't have any communication around it. But now that they have a client, a big client, and a multi-year program that they'll be delivering, and they want more of those, now it's time for them to think about building a website, getting a logo, naming their company, and getting their website up and running. So are you doing the right thing at the wrong time? What happens when you're doing the right thing at the wrong time is that it feels like you're making progress in your business. It feels like you're taking action, right? So you're enrolled in a course, you're getting your certification. I have another woman I talked with recently who left her high, high pressured financial job. And she is in a year-long certification program in getting her certification in positive psychology. She is in a year-long program for how to write a book. She is in a year-long program for how to be an effective speaker. And so she's stacked up a lot on her plate. And she doesn't have a client. She doesn't have a business. She has an idea for a business. So what happens is, if you have an idea for a business and you build out a website and you invest all of that money up front in logo, design, branding, website, attorney to do your legal entity and file with your state or file with the federal government, then you're spending a lot of money that you don't need to spend right now. And you're doing it because it feels good. And what feels hard is actually going out there and having conversations with potential clients and socializing your business idea and seeing if you can get a client or two. What's not working is maybe not asking people to pay for your services. So these two women that I just talked to told me they had launched a program. It's a year-long program. They have 12 people enrolled. And I asked, how much are you charging for it? And they said, well, Deb, we thought of you when we talked about that too, because we're probably undercharging. And I said, so how did you end up pricing this program? And they said, well, we're not charging them. And this is typical, because what happens is, when it comes to pricing, putting a value on your service, you're putting a value on yourself. You're assigning a quantitative number to what your clients are going to receive from you. And that kicks up all your stuff. It kicks up fear about, I might not be good enough. And so we have to really talk about it as it is. This is fear, ladies. This is fear, people, that keeps you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. And it feels good. It's fake progress. And what happens is, you will invest tens of thousands of dollars. And you know what? My heart goes out to you, because I did this too. You will invest tens of thousands of dollars in training and services that you either don't need or you're not ready for. So the women I talked to today also said, we're still paying this branding company and they're not delivering any value to us. So it feels bad because you're in the red, right? So you haven't generated any income yet. You're in the red financially and you're burning through your savings. And it takes a toll on your confidence. The number one confidence booster when you're in your own business and you have your first paying client or your first 3, 4, 5, 10 paying clients is you do the happy dance. It is so validating that you were right. You know, when you had that initial thought and you conceived of this mission, when you conceived of this product or this program or this service, whatever you're delivering, you're validated and people see the value in you that they will get by investing through you. Investing in themselves through you is how I want to say it. So, fake progress. Are you making fake progress? So, education is great. And I want you to feel confident in your skills. But if you find yourself going after new degrees, new certifications, and you're not making any progress commercially going out there and selling anything, then you're doing the right thing at the wrong time. We all want to advance our skills, right? So you always want to get better at what you're doing. But when you are sacrificing your income and sacrificing your current success and burning through your savings, then you're not doing your ideal clients a service and you're not doing yourself a service. Because fake progress is based on fear. And I'm just going to call it out by name. And there's another way that fear shows up in our lives. And that is the other type of fake progress in your business is when you spend all your time doing anything but your number one goal or the number one most important thing for you to do right now in order to meet your business vision and fulfill your mission. So if you spend your time on social media or taking courses and understanding social media, or if you're spending more time on Facebook, or if it's just easier not to sit in the chair and go run an errand, do some laundry, go to the kitchen, open the refrigerator. I mean, this is called resistance, right? And resistance is deadly. There's a book written by Stephen Pressfield. I highly recommend it. It's called The War of Art. And it's about sitting in the chair. It's about doing that crappy first draft of your email or doing that crappy first draft of your webinar script or doing that crappy first draft of your workshop presentation and just sitting in the chair and doing it and doing the things that will bring you value, that will have a return on their investment. Because when you leave the corporate world, when you leave your job, it's just you. Right? So in your job, you had all these other resources available to you. You had a sales team, you had a marketing department, you had HR and finance and operations. But now you are HR, finance, operations, and the CEO of your own business. And it feels overwhelming. And sometimes it feels like you don't know what you're doing. The sales and marketing pieces, especially. Marketing is a huge one. You know, how do I get out there on social media? How do I do email marketing? What kind of technology do I need? There's no CTO in your new business. What is the technology I need to run my business, to automate my systems and processes so that I can have more time to work on my business and service my clients? You know, now you're focusing on so many different things like social media, email marketing, running in-person workshops, doing webinars, speaking from the stage, building out a course, or perfecting your writing. Oh my, right? There are so many things to learn. And there's also this thing about networking and going out there and getting clients. But if you don't know how to talk about your business, and maybe you can relate, here you are, you arrive at a networking event, and it's that dreaded time where you walk up to someone that you don't know, and they say, "What do you do? What's your business?" And you realize that it's taking you 10 minutes to describe what you do. You look at the other person and you see their eyes glaze over, and you want to fix that. You want to feel more confident in your words and the words that you're using. But if you are taking marketing course after marketing course and doing things online to help you get to six figures, you're doing a good thing, but when you first start out, it's the wrong time. In order to find the words that you need to use, you need to spend more time with your ideal clients. No matter what you put out there into those media channels or marketing channels or what you say to those people in your networking events, it doesn't land. It doesn't land because it hasn't been tested. And you need to be able to test your market to get really strong and clear messaging that speaks directly to your ideal client before you build a website, before you do your branding, before you launch a course or a year-long program. Does that make sense? When you can speak what your ideal clients are thinking, you will have immediate resonance. So whether you're speaking from the stage or you're posting in social media, they'll think, "Oh my God, she's talking to me. I need to connect. I want to follow her." And it's my hope that you feel that way about me right now. So there are five steps that you need to take first before you invest in those courses and programs and before you burn through your savings. Because if you invest heavily in courses and programs, if you are already in the red with your business and you burn through your savings and have to go back and get a job or have trouble getting a job, this will forever negatively impact your self-confidence. And I don't want that for you. So I want to catch you, just like those two women I talked to today on the Zoom call. I wanted to catch them when they first made the leap so that they didn't have to invest all of that money in the wrong solutions at the wrong time. So the first thing you need is you need proof. You need proof that people want to buy what you're selling. And then you need to be different than everyone else out there. So you're not the first person who had this idea of solving this problem. I mean, for the most of you who are listening right now, my friend, to be frankly honest, you're not the first person who's noticed this problem. So you need to be different. You need to be the first person who really solves this problem for your ideal clients in an innovative way. And if you're a coach, consultant, or any other service-based business that has other people in the industry that have your same credentials and sound just like you, you need to differentiate yourself from a very crowded market. You need to have something that you're confident in that people want to buy, and you need to know that you can make money doing it. So don't walk into this business blind and price your services based on what everyone else charges or what you think your clients can afford. You need to be able to deliver exceptional value to your clients, charge them appropriately, and stand in your value. You can only do that if you've done the upfront work of testing your big idea. The good news is that once you do, the rest simply falls into place, and you will know if you can be successful in this new gig, because that's what you want first. Doing the right thing at the right time is getting validation that I can replace my corporate paycheck and I'm going to be successful in this new business. So if you do this before you take the leap, while you're still getting paid, then that's a great strategy. You can be on the fast track to generating cash when you do decide to take the leap. And if you've already made the leap, let's get going. Let's make sure you have this basic foundation of success in place. So although there are so many enticing courses and programs out there that sound so cool, and many of them are, don't be distracted by what you think you need to feel confident in your success. Too many courses are fake progress, and it feels like you're taking action. So let's get scrappy. Let's roll up your sleeves and let's just do it. Talk to potential clients, have real conversations so you know what piece of the market you want to own and get your messaging down. So when you go to a networking event, everyone's eyes don't glaze over when you start talking about the business and what you do for your clients. You want to have two or three simple sentences where people say, oh my God, I need to talk to you, or I have someone to refer to you. So all it takes is really, so this is not a huge time commitment. You don't need to invest in a year-long program to figure this out. This is, you know, 2 to 3 weeks upfront to narrow down who you work with, the problem you solve, how you talk about it, and it'll bring you money so much faster because this is real progress, not fake progress, real progress. And then go ahead and build a website, get your branding company, have your entity, and you will have the confidence to replace the fear. So when I work with people one-on-one, when I work with people in the launch lab, we spend a lot of time talking about fear, resistance, and self-sabotage. Because if there's one thing that will take you down quicker than anything else, it's giving in to fear. And fear is sticky, it's slippery. Once you feel like you have overcome it in one area of your life or you've nailed it, it'll just show up in a different form. So we need to pay attention to mastering your inner game, paying really close attention to those emotional drivers and those thoughts that are driving your actions in your business. So if you can't sit your butt down in the chair, just say, hey, resistance, I see you, but I'm not going to give in to you. So sit your butt down in the chair, do the right thing at the right time, look at your to-do list tomorrow and be real honest with yourself. Are the things on that list real progress? Or fake progress, things that keep you busy, but that are really pulling you away from what you really need to be doing to make money. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the show and give us a review. I so appreciate you and the time you invest to listen to these episodes. If you want even more, check out the link in the show notes. I have a free training that will show you the step-by-step path to taking the right action and avoid fake progress that keeps you busy, but also keeps you poor. You can go to thegreatdoover.com/leap and get the step-by-step foundation to make real progress in launching your business. So let go of fear, my friend, and feeling like you're not good enough. And take the right action that will help you feel confident and clear in your business idea and go get some clients. You've got this. Until next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.